Well, it's Friday night, and you got to talk about high school football. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's the first look at your sports. It is high school football week 3, but just week 2 for the Bryan Vikings, who will play their home opener tonight at Merrill Green Stadium against Round Rock McNeil, the Mavericks, at 7:30. After a 27-17 win over Clear Springs in their opener last week, Coach Bob Ballard knows that this McNeil running team is going to be a different kind of a challenge. Here's Ballard.
Yeah, they scared me to death. They run midline and veer options, and they kind of hit it up in there, and it's about 3 plays don't look very good, and all of a sudden he goes about 60. Defensively, you got to end up being very gap sound and option sound on every snap. They run about 4 different options, and they can take it tight inside or split inside. It's a completely different deal. They're going to line up, and they're going to come straight downhill at you.
Kickoff at 7:30. You'll be able to hear the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone tonight. Chase Murphy and David Campbell on that one. A&M Consolidated Tigers are wrapping up non-district play tonight with their annual battle with Austin Westlake, this time on the road at the traditional powerhouse. Coach David Raffield is looking forward to this new experience.
I'm excited. It's the first time in my career I've been able to play Westlake. I know that they put on a great product. Their football program from second grade up is solid, and it is they're well coached. The kids play hard. The community supports football. There's a lot of similarities between Westlake and A&M Consolidated in that way. And so I think all the kids, everybody's excited to play Westlake.
The 0-2 Tigers going against a Chaparral team coming off 47-33 win over Abilene Cooper. Kickoff at 7:30. You'll hear it right here on 1620 WTAW. By the way, remember, the Westlake Student Council will have people at all gates tonight taking donations of gift cards and cash to buy gift cards to help the people of Bastrop County who have suffered through the tragic and horrible wildfires. The Rudder Rangers coming off an emotional week as they will hit the road for the first time. It's a short trip to Navasota to take on the Rattlers at 7:30. Navasota coming off a loss to Willis. The Rangers won this game 17-0 last year. Coach Lee Fedora.
Well, I think the big thing, and our kids know this, last year on the Wednesday, getting ready for that game, I told our kids, I pulled them off to the side, and I said, I don't think you're preparing for the Rudder team you're about to face. I think you're living in the past, and there's a good chance we're going to go there and get beat if we don't get things corrected. And I think that Friday night it showed. I mean, we're just very lackadaisical, had opportunities early to make some big plays, and we dropped some balls and tripped down and did this and that, busted coverage, didn't tackle well. And I think after that game, our kids saw that you got to prepare each and every week for any opponent. And so there's going to be no letdown from here on out. Our kids will know that, and they're prepared for this Rudder team.
You'll hear that game on 1550 in Grimes County, also on The Zone HD. Now, all the games that we broadcast can be found online at BrazosFootball.com. Here's what else is going on in the Brazos Valley tonight. The Brenham Cubs are at Houston Lamar. Madisonville Mustangs will be at Caldwell. Cameron Yeoman will be at Rockdale tonight to take on the Tigers. It'll be Centerville hosting Elkhart tonight. Also, Leon will be at New Waverly. The Franklin Lions are hosting Whitney tonight. Lexington Eagles bring in Academy, and it's Milano at Iola tonight. The Bremont Tigers will be at Normandy. How about Burton? They're hosting Louise tonight. Snook Blue Jays will be at the Somerville Yewas. St. Joseph Eagles are hosting Katy Pope John. And the Brazos Christian Eagles are at the Texas School for the Deaf. Allen Academy is hosting Brian Harmony tonight. And the Brazos Valley Homeschool is hosting Temple Syntex. Well, Missouri and Arizona State will get their first real test of the college football season tonight, a Friday night game with the 21st-ranked Tigers visiting the Valley of the Sun. Mizzou relied on its defense to beat Miami of Ohio 17-6 in last week's opener while the Sun Devils rolled over UC Davis at a hot night in the desert. Missouri is playing in Sun Devil Stadium for the second time in 3 games. They lost to Iowa there in the Insight Bowl. Miami starting quarterback has apologized to the university and its fans for his part in an extra benefit scandal that kept him off the field for the Hurricane season opener loss to Maryland. Senior Ja'Cory Harris spoke out for the first time today since the NCAA ruled that he and 7 other players needed to miss at least 1 game for taking benefits from imprisoned former booster Nevin Shapiro. Two teams involved in the two tightest division races in baseball are hooking up tonight and this weekend in Anaheim. The host Angels begin the day 2.5 games behind the Rangers in the American League West with little hope for a wild card berth. The East leading Yankees are 2.5 games up on a Boston team that is 6.5 games ahead of Tampa Bay in the wild card hunt. The Rays host the Red Sox tonight. Also in the junior circuit, the Rangers are home with Oakland, part of a 6-game homestand. Chicago Bears linebacker Lance Briggs says that he plans to wear cleats and gloves designed to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks for Sunday's season opener, and he expects to be fined for violating the NFL uniform policy. The red, white, and blue gloves and shoes designed by Reebok are not approved for use as part of the Bears uniform. Undefeated A&M volleyball team taking their 7-0 record to Nacogdoches to play the host team Stephen F. Austin at 6 tonight at Shelton Gym. Tomorrow they'll meet Northern Illinois at 10 o'clock in that tournament. And 4-seed Andy Murray beat 28-seed John Isner today at the U.S. Open to reach his 4th Grand Slam semifinal this year. Murray neutralized the 6'9" Eisner's big serve and used lobs and pinpoint passing shots to stretch his winning streak to 10 matches. Eisner was playing in his first career Grand Slam quarterfinal. Of course, he is best known for winning the longest match in tennis history, that 70-68 in the 5th set of Wimbledon in 2010. And there's nothing new to report on the A&M to the SEC saga today, except that, as you probably know, Baylor was allotted 3,850 tickets for the October 15th game at Kyle Field, and so far they've only sold 830. I'm betting the Aggies will buy up whatever tickets that they send back. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.